Welcome to A Brief Contact with Prensa Latina Radio to learn more about the inhumane 60-year-old U.S. blockade against the Caribbean island. But Cuba is not alone. Honduras Culture Minister Ana Reya Vélez said Cuba is not alone and also stressed her country's commitment to support Cuba to fight off imperialism. During the opening ceremony of the third Central American meeting of solidarity with Cuba, Ana Reya Vélez expressed that a sustained destabilization campaign against a people that has never attacked the U.S. is unacceptable. The Cuban Foreign Ministry has called for global support to demand that the U.S. government remove Cuba from the spurious list of state sponsors of terrorism and put an end to the blockade. With the hashtags Cuba Vive Resiste and Fuera de la Lista, the digital platform cubavive.info has launched a campaign to collect 1 million signatures to remove this island from this detrimental U.S. designation, according to the Cuban Ministry of Foreign Affairs. The Food and Agriculture Organization of the United Nations, FAO, reported that it collaborates in Cuba to strengthen local food systems. A press release from the UN agency said that as part of capacity building for the management and governance of local food systems, the organization supports 13 Cuban municipalities with the acquisition of 44 simple motorcycles and motorcycles with sidecars. The Belgian humanitarian project Cuba Soberana sent 3 suitcases with a total of 60 kilograms of medicines and supplies to Cuba. The coordinator of the initiative, Reynaldo Romero, indicated health and social centers in the provinces of Pinar del Rio and Havana as the destination of the donation. Since its creation in 2021, Cuba Soberana has dispatched 4 containers to the Caribbean country, the most recent one loaded last April with beds for various hospital uses, incubators, resuscitation equipment, wheelchairs, sports equipment, medicines, and other resources. The president of Angola, João Lourenço, ratified his country's support in the struggle for the lifting of the economic blockade imposed by the United States on Cuba for more than 6 decades. He also highlighted the capacity to find solutions in the midst of these adverse circumstances in order to guarantee the life of the people and national sovereignty. Angola and Cuba have common concerns, Lourenço said, such as the fight against poverty and the struggle for social economic development. This puts us in a position to assess joint strategies that will help us overcome all the challenges linked to the progress of our populations, he added. And this is all for today. Thank you for listening. I'm Hilda Hill from Prensa Latina Radio, looking forward to meeting again next Monday.